On air, NBL 21, but no back end of 20. It's been strange, hasn't it? I mean, the tennis pushback, the basketball, normally always kicking off in October, and we've had to wait till now for the NBL season. It's going to tip off finally, touch wood, on Friday night. Adelaide 36ers up against Melbourne United. Brisbane and Illawarra, Cairns, Sydney. Adelaide will play the Phoenix. Cairns will play Illawarra. So a couple of teams playing double games across the first weekend. No games in Victoria and New South Wales right now for at least the first two rounds, but a man is all across it. Great to have him back on SEN. Corey Homicide Williams. Homicide, welcome.
My guy, Brett, how are you?
I am going absolutely superbly. I mean, does this feel strange to you? What have you been doing in the downtime with no hoops?
I have been keeping myself extremely busy with personal projects. I wanted to challenge myself during this time and become better, period.
How personal, Homicide? You know, can you share any of those personal projects with us?
I actually don't want to, because I don't want to make it look like I'm promoting other stuff on business time.
No, that's fair call. Fair call. You're a very measured, learned man. Hey, what's going to happen in this NBL season? We can't wait for it to start. I mean, so much has gone right for the NBL over the last 3 or 4 years. I mean, they've just won so many fans, not only the hardened basketball fans who wanted their competition to really flourish, but the casual observer who's also really just been engrossed by the NBL, the product on court and just the whole, you know, game night experience. So what can we expect from this 2021 season?
Expect the unexpected. That's the thing about 2020 and 2021. We have never, ever gone through, in our human existence, a pandemic. Not us, as far as us being alive. And what I mean, this generation. You know, over 100 years ago, something like this had happened. Or 100 plus years ago. So we're all learning different things about each other and life and how to roll with uncertainty, because that's exactly what it has been over the last year. So expect the unexpected. You know, we're rolling with the punches. It's going to be an incredible season. We're learning day by day how to plan. And it's difficult to plan because you don't know when, you know, something's going to pop up. But I assure you, the team that the NBL has put together has made it certainly sure. It's a fact that this year will continue regardless of what. We will remain flexible, and we will ensure that the players are in the best position available to perform.
I mean, athletes in the last year, Homicide, I mean, I want you to put your sort of your former player hat on, how you would have gone in that sort of bubble environment. I mean, whether it's footballers, NRL players, now basketball, tennis players, I mean, individual team sports, having to operate through this COVID period. How do you think you would have coped with that? Were you one that loved sort of being soaked up in that team environment around your teammates sort of day in, day out? Because there's a lot of athletes who like their sort of their time, and they go to work, they have a great cohesive relationship, but they also like their time away from their professional sport, their downtime.
Honestly, I love the game too much to let anything take away from me in this game. I mean, I understand it's a short period of your life where you're able to, if you're lucky enough, to play this game. So regardless of what, I would have to find a way to get through it. You know, I'm playing a game that I love. Regardless of what the situation is, yep, I would have to adapt to it. Mm. You know, I'm a guy that, you know, I lived around the world,
yep,
playing this game for 14 years all over the world. So I am no stranger to adapting to new situations. Mm. So I would have adapted. I mean, ultimately, that's what it comes down to. Who's going to adapt and excel when adversity hits and when it gets different? Those are the guys that thrive. Who's able to adapt? So what team is going to be able to adapt, still keep their cohesiveness and get these wins and be better and move forward? Those are the successful teams and organizations.
Homicide, the name Brian Goorjian. I mean,
icon.
It's felt like an eternity that he's been in the NBL. It's been
11 years.
It's phenomenal. I mean, you just think about time. I mean, I can still see Brian there. I feel like it's yesterday of him just pacing up and down the sidelines with a can of Diet Coke and just barking the orders and, you know, having the microphone inside the huddle, listening to Brian just motivate his charges. He's one of the most fascinating figures in coaching around the world. I mean, what does that mean, do you think, to the NBL, who have done so many things to elevate itself the last 3 years, and then on top of that, now they bring back Brian Gorgie when the product is really going gangbusters?
Shout out to the Hawks for making this happen. Shout out to his relationship with Dori Kodahi, which is one of the owners in the ownership group for the Hawks, that their relationship stems back from the Kings days when Gorgian was the Kings coach and they went bankrupt and they were friends then. And he was a minority owner, Dori. And Dori said to him one day, walking in the parking lot, he told me this. He said, one day I'm going to own a team in the NBL and I want you to be the coach. Mm. And I'm going to be a majority owner. And I'm going to say maybe about 10, 11 years later, that's what the situation is. So that's how Brian Gorgian came back, because of that relationship. We all know he was in Asia making a boatload of money and successful.
Yeah. Yep.
And he said, here's another story. At the day Gorgian signed and they announced it, a Chinese team called Dori, not even an hour, and said, I'll pay you $1 million for him right now. Mm. And Dori said, no, he's obviously spoke to him, but I'm just telling you how in demand this man is still, and said, you know, I committed here. I want to be here. This is long term. He loves his country. He loves this league. He's done a lot for basketball in this country. Basketball has done a lot for him in this country. And it's incredible to have a man of that magnitude back into the country. And he's the Boomers coach.
Yeah.
Again.
Yep.
Can't get no better than that.
And the Boomers are in a great spot. It might just come together, although, you know, a bit to play out. So do you think his impact and what you've seen of the recruiting of the Hawks, can that automatically elevate them this season? I mean, where have you got your pecking order of teams heading into this new campaign?
I have – that fourth spot is wide open. Right? I have New Zealand, no order, New Zealand, United, Cairns. Those three, in. The fourth spot is the question mark. Here's why. Sydney Kings have lost a lot. They lost Bogut.
Yep.
They lost Jayshon Tate. And they had Xavier Cooks got injured. He's out like 3 or 4 months, I'm hearing. So that's a big loss for them. They're still talented, but I don't believe that team will get the fourth spot, right? They're not guaranteed to get it. Perth. I don't like the roster makeup. I love Bryce Cotton. To me, that is the greatest import of all time to ever play in Australia. He's only been here 4 seasons. This is season 5. But what he's accomplished in those in the 4 seasons, 2 championships, 2 MVPs, or 3 championships, 2 MVPs. That's incredible in itself. Now, they're waiting on him to get naturalized. If he does not get naturalized, they're not making finals. Mm. Opens it up for Gorgian and the Hawks. They have an opportunity to get that fourth spot. Adelaide has a good team. So it's going to be about 4 teams. Southeast Melbourne, Phoenix, they got a squad.
Yep.
So it's going to be about a 4-team fight for that fourth spot. There's a chance that the Hawks could get it, and this is Gorgian. We will never underestimate the GOAT.
Well, I mean, his resume is, one of the most impressive in world sports. So you expect him to have an immediate impact, but he's older. He's in a different phase of his coaching, but still as passionate, still as good at his craft. I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? Certainly with, you know, basketball coaches. I was talking to Greg Shippard from a cricket perspective yesterday on the side, who's, you know, 64, and he feels like he's coaching better than ever. He mightn't be able to get out there and necessarily be on the field and doing all the run-throughs and the drills. And I suppose as an older coach might sit back a little bit and not be as hands-on. But, gee, their wisdom and their experience is still worth so much. And, you know, we've seen it in football here, where maybe the value of that older coach maybe hasn't been valued as much.
Yeah, wisdom, man. You can't put a price on that. Wisdom and experience. That's for sure. And if the passion is behind it, you know, age has nothing to do with anything. As long as the You're getting the result. I don't care how old you are. Definitely for a coach. So, look, I'm excited for him. You know, this league has grown strength to strength. It ain't a cupcake league, like I say.
Yes. And it's proven I was waiting for the
that
cupcake.
If you do well in this league, you know it's coming.
Yes. Just jotted it down.
If you do well in this league, yep. I always say this, if you kill in the NBL, meaning those who don't understand, if you are an exceptional talent in the NBL, you can play in the NBA. It's proven.
Yep.
Look at the product. Look at the players that left here that were exceptional, and look what they're doing in the NBA.
Yep, no doubt. Which import, Homicide, are you expecting to have the most impact on the league? I mean, there's a lot. I mean, just across every roster, there's great talent coming from the NBA.
Look, I'm not even going to say imports. Imports are going to do what they're supposed to do. Let's talk locals. One name off the top of my head right now, Jock Landale.
That guy right there is
going to tear the NBL up. Appreciate him while we have him.
Yep.
Because he won't be here long. Jock Landale. That's the name. Imports are going to do their job. They're going to do what they do.
Yep.
But that's why this league is awesome. Because now you have locals killing it and off to the NBA. Will Magne last year. Perfect example.
Yep.
Nobody knew him. He was a development player the year before.
Mm.
You understand what I'm telling you?
No doubt about
it. It's a development player year one. Year two, he becomes an exceptional player. Given the opportunity, takes advantage of it. Now he's in the NBA with Zion Williamson.
Mm.
Come on, man.
Jock Landale.
It's real.
That chat was a great one on breakfast this morning. Head to the SEN website, sen.com.au, to have a listen to that with Jack and Dell. And just one on LaMelo Ball to close. I mean, he's obviously, we've been watching him over there for Charlotte in the NBA. What have you made of his campaign over there so far?
Well, it only took him 9 games to make history. Just 9. Let me tell you what's interesting about the historical triple-double that he's done. I'm gonna break it down, and we'll be finished after this. It took Melo 11 games to get a triple-double in the NBL.
Mm.
It is very difficult to get a triple-double in international basketball, overseas basketball, because you cannot dribble. It's pass, and the other offensive player has to score it. So it's catch and shoot, catch and layup, catch and dunk. In the NBA, I could pass it to you. You could take 2 dribbles. And it would still be counted as an assist.
Yep.
Therefore, it's easier to make an assist in the NBA. It was only a matter of time, man. This kid averaged 17, 7, and 7 in the NBA. That's almost a triple-double. So why wouldn't he be able to do it in the NBA?
No doubt. So do you believe the league here really helped that transition? Homicide, is you here?
I'm trying to tell you. I said 2 minutes ago, if you kill in the NBL, you will be able to play in the NBA. He was rookie of the year. He made history in the NBL twice, back-to-back with the triple-doubles. I'm not impressed with what he's doing in the NBA because I saw it last year. Of course he's going to do it in the NBA. Of course. It only took him 9 games off the bench. Are you understanding off the bench in a back-to-back game? Let me explain to people what back-to-backs mean.
Yeah.
You play Saturday, and then you play Sunday. It's harder to do it any day, let alone on the second leg of a back-to-back.
Beautifully said, Homicide.
His last name is Ball, man. He's born to do this.
Beautifully
his last
said.
Name is Ball.
Yep, he is playing good ball at the moment. Hey, great to chat to you. You're going to do it regularly throughout the NBL season. We can't wait for tip-off on Friday night. Finally, it's here, and looking forward to hearing your dulcet tones call all the action.
Always a pleasure, my guy.